Hello there, I'm Gordon Smith, and this is Look and See. Look and See, my place on the web where I publish some photographs every day. And of late, we've had some days of rain, and after the rain came the clouds. A bit back to front, but that's what happened. My website, if you've come by this audio file separately, is las.new-england.net.au. And today's theme that I set myself was clouds. I've always had a problem photographing clouds. They always tend to be burnt out. By that I mean all white, bright, no detail. And that's really just because the standard exposure meter setting of cameras is such that the brightness of the clouds exposes such that the photograph is very bright. The cloud is very bright. It burns in a film sense, it burns into the emulsion, meaning that no detail can be got. The cure, the way around it, the way to deal with such detail in a bright object is to underexpose the subject. So I set the camera variously to underexpose between one and two stops, and then picked the images that I liked. So today's photographs are all of clouds, half a dozen of them, taken within a space of about 20 minutes at lunchtime today. And I'm quite happy with most of the results. The first photograph is of the storm front coming through. It's a rural scene in sunlight, lots of trees. The paddock is mostly green, having had all that rain. But what we see in the sky is a line of clouds advancing. And in the front that is advancing, the clouds are fluffy and puffy and vary from bright white to dark grey. This means that the exposure has been reasonably well achieved to see all of the detail in that fluffiness as the cloud advances. The second photograph is of a cloud really almost ready to dump the water upon the ground. It's a very, very dark undersurface of the cloud. It's very black, yet ahead of that cloud and above it, the cloud itself is grey and white. So standing from my viewpoint, it looked contrary. It didn't look at one point that it could possibly drop as much water as the underbelly of the cloud did. The third photograph is a wide-angle view of the same cloud. I've pulled back and we see the greater part of the cloud, the top of the cloud, which is very cotton wool looking, lot of detail in the surface of the cloud, white through to grey. The shape, the steaminess is quite evident compared to some of the other photographs I've taken in my life. The fourth photograph, same sort of theme. There's not much variation in the type of cloud as the storm front passed through. But what I've done here is take the photograph with a very wide-angle shot, or as wide an angle as I could get. And at the bottom of the image is the tree line, and a church in the left-hand side. Above the trees and the church is the very dark grey underside of the cloud. Yet at the very top of the photograph, the bright white fluffiness of the cloud is still evident. So what I think I've tried to achieve and have achieved in this photograph is the range of cloud color from bright white through to dark gray in just the one image. Similarly with the fifth photograph, a similar sort of theme. Got a roof top at the bottom of the photograph and the very large fluffy white cloud from bright white to dark grey, white at the top, grey in the underside, and it conveys the intensity of the storm that's about to happen, especially because in the background the colour of the cloud is almost yellow. People around here tend to think that yellow and green clouds will dump very large hailstones. They have done that in the past. So people will scurry around trying to park cars under cover. And the final photograph was taken later in the day compared to the other five. And it was taken as I left work heading home. And it's really just to illustrate the fact that the storm has cleared, the ground is still a bit wet, but the clouds are broken up and thinner, less intense. The clouds are backlit, the sun has set in the direction that I'm looking, hence the sky where there are no clouds being reasonably bright. Darkness of the whole image can be seen by the amount of light on the road that is being lit by the street lamps. Well, there we have my theme for the day, clouds in all their intensity in terms of magnitude of storminess and the variation from bright white to dark grey. I'm Gordon Smith, and you've been listening to and perhaps viewing along with my photographs of the day on my photo blog. To email me, send it to lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I hope you find time another day to stop by and view these photographs. Bye for now.